A buoyant tourism industry gives itself the annual pat on the back at the Tourism Industry Aotearoa Awards Ceremony in Christchurch tonight, but they will also be considering how it is that the industry can cope with the challenges that this tourism boom is bringing. Belinda McCammon reports.
Tourism continues to be the golden egg for New Zealand, with record visitor numbers and spending. And tonight, key members of the industry will gather to celebrate the industry's success and to consider the challenges it continues to bring. Tourism Industry Aotearoa Chief Executive Chris Roberts says it's an opportunity to recognise the wider contribution the businesses make.
They're not about finding the best hotel or the best activity operator, the North Island's best or the South Island's best. It's about what your business is doing in a strategic way to improve the business, visitor experience, to improve your own business, to deliver excellence.
He says the mood of the industry is very positive and operators want to make sure the industry has a sustainable future.
Yes, we do have some challenges that as an industry we have to address in terms of continuing to deliver an outstanding experience, keeping our communities on side and protecting our environment. And the finalists for the awards are all exceeding in those areas, and that's why they're finalists.
24 leading tourism companies are vying for honours in tonight's awards. Margaret Munro is the General Manager of Earth and Sky Stargazing at Lake Tekapo and is a first-time finalist. She says it's important that successes are celebrated and the industry strives to be better.
We need the support of each other to make sure that we're encouraging that growth and to be better with what we're doing, what we deliver to our customers, you know, international and nationally, which these awards really recognise.
Margaret Munro says with an election only weeks away, all the political parties are addressing the rapid growth in tourism and how it's not only affecting infrastructure, but the mood of New Zealanders.
Whether it's through traffic or accommodation or in any aspect of the number of visitors that are coming to the country, and that's set to grow, that we have all got an appreciation of the impact that that has and carefully managing how that rolls out.
Charlie Phillips is the Chief Executive of Queenstown Resort College and is also a first-time finalist for a program it developed called Ambassador, which is now being rolled out around the country. He says the opportunities in tourism are grossly underestimated, and he's on a mission to help educate the whole country to see the value in tourism.
This program is just a 3-hour course that we roll out to the community. So we've had all types of people, the schools, the councillors, the plumbers do the program, just because it just gives them a little bit more knowledge about the history of where they live and a bit of a greater appreciation for what the tourist actually brings to a community.
Charlie Phillips says people are excited by tourism opportunities, but there's apprehension too.
For example, in Queenstown, you've got 20,000 ratepayers paying for 40,000 people every day. We just need to consider how do we actually get that balance a bit better, because you want the reason that you live here as a resident to be the reason that people come here as a tourist and ensure that, that things work.
The gala night at Wigram Air Force Museum is sold out, and Chris Roberts says it's probably the most significant tourism event to be held in Christchurch since the earthquakes. In Christchurch for Morning Report, Belinda McCammon.